Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to hit on culture. Culture is important because it all starts with that. Early's on time. We had a chance to meet with the players. You got final exams now. Academic integrity. The prominence of the diploma here at the University of Miami is a different level. We got to understand that. We got to take pride in that. We got to hammer that. But how you do anything is how you do everything. You want to be an elite player, you got to be an elite student, right? You can't have one or the other. This culture is not a t-shirt you put on when you want to and you take off when you don't want to do it. It's an every time thing. There are no little things. A lot of time coaches say, well, you know, you got to do little things right. Well, if you got to do them right, it's probably a big thing. So they're all big things. We want to make sure that we approach everything in that manner. Wise choices and decisions. Making sure that all the choices we make, they might reflect on us, but they affect everybody. We got to represent in the community around the country. Every time we're on national TV, local TV, radio, media, whatever it may be. But we're going to embark on a year-round program. This blueprint that we're going to take on is a proven blueprint. It's the winter conditioning program. It's spring football. It's the fourth quarter program. It's the offseason. It's game planning. Recruiting will be a relentless approach and effort to identifying and bringing in the best talent in the country that understands the importance of being a member of this university.
Mario Cristobal, he didn't miss anything on that one, starting with that last thing that he spent a little bit of time on, and that is recruiting. Because really, you can break it down a lot of different ways. But you get really good players, it makes you a better coach. I think everybody would agree with that.
That's an easy mathematical equation to that, right? Going to have a good offense if you have a really good quarterback.
I just look at Nick Saban, who is a great recruiter and a great coach. And you put them together, and you get what is happening again, where they're the number one seed in the college football playoffs. So, yeah. There's, you know what, if you're not that good a coach, we can get by with you when you get really good players. And that route all of a sudden is not that good, but your guy's just a lot better than a guy's playing against. You have a chance. You have a really, really good chance. So anyway,
any expectations a week can change from now when recruiting, the national recruiting day happens here for Miami? Are you going to be upset? Is something going to make, you know, like,
no.
There's no expectations?
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering what the fan base will be like also if it doesn't look like one of the great recruiting classes for the university.
Well, I don't.
Even with Mario only having really a week to do what he can.
Well, you just got it right there. So,
but whatever Manny was working on.
It's not going to be a top 10 class.
Right.
It's hard to flip it over and have a top 10 class. It's hard. Now I say that, and USC's probably going to end up with a really good class because I see he's already had some guys follow him. He's got a lot of guys in his backyard. I expect Mario to get some players, though. Mm. I don't want to make it sound like Mario's coming. Guys, didn't have enough time to flip guys, but hey, look pretty good for next year. So I expect he's going to, but anything he gets is just extra gravy on the mashed potatoes, man, for me. It really is. Coming off Thanksgiving, that's, you know, that's fine. Whatever you get, you're getting a late jump on it. I don't think anybody's expecting him to come in here when guys now have made maybe a second or third verbal commitment to get ready on another one. But I'll tell you what, this can be, like he said, getting to know coaches, getting in homes, and spreading the word. And more importantly, not that these high school coaches make the final decision, but these players and these coaches do get close, especially in these good schools. And they want to hear what their coach at that high school or their head coach has to say. And if he's bad-mouthing you, it's probably not good.
Right.
Like, hey, I'm not a big fan of that coach. I don't like him. And you do what you want, but, and you give your opinion, it can pull some weight compared to getting in there and you got a guy that's, you know, wearing the damn T-shirts of the school. You know, it just helps. And that's where Mario, and he knows this, I'm not saying it, I say it every day, he's two schools right off the top that have a lot of good players this year and will have a lot of good players next year. St. Thomas Aquinas and American Heritage Plantation are two schools that we got to get in with. Coach Jones over Chaminade, who is also has a fantastic team. Coach Smith over at Central. They got some special players.
I think Mario was there yesterday.
So you want to get in there and, you know, and get in and not only with the coach and say, you know, we're back here, but also make your way to the family. I'm sure he did that last night and get around the family. But maybe, I don't like ranking players, but maybe the best player coming out is a defensive end for Chaminade, who's probably going to be our player of the year on CBS. He's going to Ohio State.
You just got to keep that from happening, right? That's the number one goal.
I mean, nothing you can do.
But the number one goal.
He looked up to the Boza brothers, right. And that same guy's going to coach me, and so he's going.
But now, that's the number one goal for
Mario.
Now,
there's a bunch of other good players, but there's only one him. So you're getting guys at Chaminade. Don't get me wrong. You've got some guys at Chaminade are good players, but you want to get the big horse.
Right.
Central's got a guy next year that ended up with like 25 sacks. Then nobody's really talking about. He had like four. Oh, by the way, and they do these little articles. Central wins again, and this kid Bain on the outside had four sacks. He got like 25 sacks on the year. And, oh, by the way, he's one of the top recruits in the country. Everybody obviously knows about him. When you're putting up stats like that, that's going to be a focus to try to get him. Dillard's got two real special players. I don't know where they're going. I don't. They got – so – and I don't want to get into a recruiting show, and, you know, all our professional fans will get a little turned off here doing the local stuff. But Mario's aware of all those, and he's got to break in and get to some of those guys. And once you get a real top-notch guy, well, a top guy, like Central's middle linebacker is a big, big-time player. That's a good start. Now you got to get some more. You got to get one of those top four or five guys at St. Thomas, one of those three or four top guys at American Heritage Plantation. I don't like saying second tier because they're still good players. Right. Don't get me wrong. But you want to get some of those guys that
– well, get the elite guys and others will follow, right?
So we'll see. Yeah, man, we'll see. Mario, you know, as this is his baby, man. He has built a reputation of being really good on this part. As good as any head coach out there, he's pretty damn good. And he hits it hard, and this is his backyard. I'm sure even on the West Coast, he felt like he was strong back here and could pick the phone up and have a chance. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. But, yeah, my expectations, whatever you get, Mario, late jump on it, planting seeds for next year as well, not just what you can save now.
Right.
And, of course, everybody's got that backup plan. As in transfer portal that Mario and Manny Diaz did a fantastic job. And Mario, I'm sure, whatever he needs to catch up on and seize holes on this team with, we'll try to upgrade real quickly. Real quickly here with that. We got a lot of different stuff we got coming up. Kyle Crabb's going to join us just a few minutes as Miami Dolphins have the bye week, the last bye week in the NFL. Don't worry, everybody after this one. Everybody's playing the last month of the season, and it is a sprint to the finish here to see what it looks like. We'll talk to him about what has happened to this team and what's been behind the five wins. Talk about Tua Tagovailoa and all those young guys playing well. We'll have all that for you coming up next. But first, I do want to tell you about South Florida Chevy dealers. I love talking about South Florida Chevy dealers, especially with the brand new, unbelievable SUV family we have. From the small to the midsize to the big boys, it's never looked better. Overall SUV family with plenty of space. Great look, starting with the big, beautiful Tahoes and Suburbans. Not only got a brand new look and a brand new sporty look, that you'll notice a huge difference from 2020 to now 2021, but also more space. More space for you and the big family. If we're going to give you a big SUV, we want you to be really comfortable. And all that extra space you need for that little vacation you have coming up during the holiday season, going down to the Keys or the West Coast or up to Orlando, South Florida Chevy dealers want to make it real comfortable for you. And how about our midsize SUV? That new Traverse, oh my gosh. First thing they talk about is, have you ever seen a midsize SUV with this much space that looks this good? And the answer is, it's right there at the top. It's looking real good. And that smaller SUV like the Equinox and even those new Trailblazers. The Trailblazers are unbelievable. We've had more people, I bought a Trailblazer, come up and say, I didn't realize Chevy made this. It's got an unbelievable look. Going to blow you away. Silverado trucks everywhere. And, of course, when you talk about Silverado trucks, you're talking about strong, durable trucks, custom-made basically for your lifestyle. Whether it's a full-time working truck, still needs to have room for the family, we got them for you right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. I don't have time to tell you about all our great products, but these are the best we've ever had, and we want to get you out to all these different convenient locations and the one closest to you. We've got them all over Dade, all over Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love. Take some test drives, man. Sit down with the folks at Chevy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're going to fall in love today.
All right, Joe, we'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Talk to our friend Kyle Krabs, director of scouting for the Draft Network, host of the Locked On Fids podcast as well. Kyle, good morning. Welcome to the bye week. How are you, Kyle?
Bye week vibes are feeling good, gentlemen, aren't they?
Right. Oh, man, have we noticed a difference in your voice from when that we were losing all those seven games and you're calling me and going, what the hell's going on? And now all of a sudden, so – I do want to ask you, five straight one game away from being 500 next week. If you can beat the Jets at home, great, great opportunity. You won't need any motivation. You're playing the Jets. I'm just curious, what's been the biggest turnaround for you? I know there's a lot of different things, but what would be one that you would throw out right off the top?
I look on each side of the ball, and the one for me on offense is more layers to the RPO game. I think they've done a nice job building that out and kind of using that as an extension of their run game, which has not been consistent, but also having some counter punches off of that to, you know, take advantage of that initial aggressiveness as somebody tries to hit that glance slant that's coming over the middle of the field. And defensively, I think just really dialing up the intensity on the number of looks and kind of embracing, you know, we got dudes on the back end. Like, we're paying our DBs more than any other team in the NFL this year. So let's put those guys in position to earn their money and really be aggressive with what we're doing in the front and try and dictate pace of play. I thought they were too willing to let other teams kind of dictate how the flow of the game was going to go early in the season, where, you know, we hit the second Buffalo game when the defense really turned it on. They said, no, you know what? I think we want to kind of dictate the way the flow of the game is going to go.
Tua being efficient, not making that one or two passes a game where you kind of cringe afterwards and go, that might have been the difference. But fourth straight game with 100-plus passer rating, he's playing well the last five games. What difference have you seen in him so far while watching the tape?
I think he's definitely more comfortable with, you know, being back out there. And obviously, we had the week one game, and then he went out the second possession against Buffalo and missed a month of time, and then he comes back, and then there's the finger thing, but he played reasonably well against Jacksonville and Atlanta. So I think he's kind of like in the flow of it now. You could see when they're running RPO stuff, and I just finished literally watching the game tape from Sunday's game. There were a couple times where he's in the mesh point where he's playing games with that read defender where they've got the flat or the bubble, and he's aligning his body to throw the bubble and then at the last minute snapping back, and he's pulling defenders who are sitting on this short stuff and creating bigger windows to throw into with that secondary route that's complementing what they think they're sitting on defensively. So I think he's definitely vibing and getting in a rhythm because of the volume of passing that he's been able to have that has really been tailored to what his current strengths are as a player.
Kyle, one group that's still way behind, and you got to help me if you think they're getting a lot better, and you just mentioned the offensive line, 79 yards a game, second to worst in the league, and that other number that goes with it, 3.3 yards per carry, tied for the worst in the NFL. The pass protection at times looks better, although I think they're still terrible on picking up games. But what do you think overall? Are they getting any better? Are we seeing individuals play better and we just don't notice it because somebody else might be struggling?
Yeah, I think you're seeing some incremental progress. It's not enough, and it's not going to be enough to prevent you from coming into this offseason and having your wish list start with one, if not two, offensive tackles, depending on what they deem Liam Eichenberg's long-term position to be. But I think Robert Hunt's playing at a pretty darn high level for a guy who's playing on an offensive line that's not particularly good. I thought Michael Dieter in his first game back was significantly better than what Austin Ryder was there the last couple weeks. I'm seeing less blatant and egregious technical issues from Austin Jackson, but Joe, like you mentioned, you know, having the anticipation for second level pressure or games, 2-3 man games that has a guy looping into your area late, that's where Austin, I thought, had two or three reps this past game that led to free runners because he just committed too early to vacating his space. He's got to hold his water a little bit more. That might come with time, but, yeah, I think there's some incremental progress here. I do think potentially trying to get Hunter Long more involved as the traditional Y tight end in the blocking game might help too. Adam Shaheen's been out. Mike's obviously not that kind of player, and Durham's not super sticky in those situations. Smythe, in my opinion, is a better blocker when they're doing that split flow zone where he's 1 yard off the ball and he's slicing across the set to just kind of kick out that last man as compared to actually being able to put his hand in the ground and drive block somebody and get some movement. So there were a couple runs that they had down in the red zone where Durham just couldn't quite hold on to that block. And I think they both would have been touchdown runs. The one was like a 7-yard run for Gaskin where he peeled back out of the Wildcat in the second half. And it's like, man, if you could just stick on to that just a split second longer. So I think it's some of the tight end stuff. There's still guys who are making young mistakes, and Austin in pass pro has kind of flashed at me as far as somebody who's technically getting a little better, but still making some mental errors.
Kyle Krabs joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I thought Javon Holland was a runaway as the best story on defense, especially from a young guy this season so far. Jalen Phillips giving a run for his money now. It's amazing what happens when you just let Jalen Phillips just get the quarterback and go after the quarterback instead of putting him into 50 different schemes and just letting him try to get those sacks. It's changed everything for this defense.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about that, Zach, is you're seeing more and more of Duke Riley playing the other stack linebacker spot and Jerome Baker's playing outside linebacker in their base 4-3 look. And that, I think he's done a pretty nice job of that, Baker has. And what that's allowed them to do is when they go to their 5-0 package or some of their sub-package rush stuff, and Jalen does come on the field and he's in more obvious passing situations, they've got the last couple of weeks a really nice 4-man rush group where they're dropping 7 guys, and it's Van Ginkle, Adam Butler, Jalen Phillips aligning at 3 technique, and then Emmanuel Ogba at defensive end opposite of Andrew Van Ginkle. And whether they're running games off of that or they are just saying, hey, go get the passer and go rush off the edge, that 4-man group, when they can still take Jerome Baker and walk him up and he's mugged up on that center and you still are going to prompt a 5-man protection look from the opposing offensive line, that group the last 2 weeks has created a lot of pressure without having to send extra bodies. So that's an added layer to the pass rush defense that I think is really exciting, because it's now not just, okay, we're going to go plus one, leave all our guys on an island in the back end. You could start doing some coverage stuff behind that and still think that you can get heat. This is what you thought you were going to get when you drafted Jalen Phillips in the first place.
All right, and we got to get back to Tua for a second. He's got 4 games left, and we all seen what he's been able to do and completing almost 71% of his passes and 2-1 touchdown to intercept, all really good numbers. Have we seen enough to say, and by the way, some national people I saw recently said, not going to be able to play high enough to be your guy going forward for a franchise quarterback. Others are saying, oh, maybe not. How are you feeling about Tua with 4 games left and looking to the future?
Yeah, it's I'm really fascinated what decision that they're going to make. I certainly think he's shown you some things that, especially if this regime stays in place and you were the guys that drafted him number 5 overall, that you might want to follow through and see this thing through and get a more legitimate running game to complement. You know, the RPO is working and we're not really running the ball. So imagine, you know, if you have the threat to run the football, what this might be able to look like. But it's really hard to say because of how persistent those rumors were and how they stuck. And it's all the people that were involved in that decision to draft him in the first place. And selfishly, from a team-building perspective, if you feel like Tua can get it done, it sure would be great to use those assets somewhere else.
Yeah,
and really build up a team around him. So
I agree.
That's going to be the big question they're going to have to ask themselves.
Got to give up all those draft picks for the future. I'm with you. By the way, I know we talked about Chris Greer a lot to start the year, and I'm a little down on him myself, a lot of people, and all of a sudden – if this thing continues with Jalen, and Javon, that's all you got to say is the 3 J's now. This could potentially be the best top 3 picks they've had in the history of this franchise for whatever the 3 picks were, whether it was 3 ones or 1 and a 2 and a 3 like a normal year. These 3 picks, 2 ones and a 2, could go down. I mean, these guys turned into some of your better players on the team already. What are your thoughts?
Javon Holland on the back end was everywhere again on Sunday and phenomenal. And Jalen Phillips, they're a little bit more selective with his reps right now, but they've got a really good vibe for getting him out there in situations where he can do what he does best. And man, anybody who just thinks that Jalen Waddle is a discount Jarvis or a faster Jarvis Landry or just a slot guy, he's getting the number one corner every single week, and he is toasting these guys. And Phillips and Waddle set franchise records the first week in December for rookies. I think that that's something that, that we should really take a moment to appreciate. This was not, oh, there's 17 games this season. You know, they got it in the 17th game. They got the sack record and they got the receptions record. And Jalen, the next time they play, unless he gets hurt, and hopefully we don't have to ever worry about that, is going to get the receiving yards record. And they did it with four games to spare.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Been incredible, man. What a turnaround from where we were, all of us. You know, Zach gets blamed here, but it's been all of us.
Listen, I give a pass on at least these three picks because they've been so good, but I still got to go back to a year ago draft. A guy that doesn't do anything as a cornerback, a left tackle that turned into an okay left guard. Like, those were first-round picks. Like,
A guy still doesn't play, plays a little bit on special teams. How do you feel about the 2020 first three ones?
Well, obviously, if Tua ends up hitting, the rest is going to be secondary. And Austin Jackson's going to have an opportunity to play because he's physically talented. And now that he's playing a new position, there's a runway you can build yourself there if you want to make the argument to do so. Noah, I get what the thought process was. You know, Xavier Howard was coming off a season in which he missed 11 games. He had a domestic violence incident that offseason. They signed Byron Jones to a big contract, but, you know, this was before Xavier's health and play really stabilized and his availability really stabilized. So I get the thought process there, but this is kind of the cautionary tale of, like, drafting for need, right? Just do what you did this past year, which was just draft really damn good football players. And because you didn't need a free safety, you had Bobby McCain, who was pretty effective at the quarterback role of the secondary. Just draft good players. And the chips are going to fall where they may, and things are going to work themselves out, and you'll find a way to get those really good players on the field. So I think that was the difference for me from 2020 to 2021, was it was less of a needs-based approach. Obviously, they needed a pass rusher. They needed a wide receiver. But I thought the value of those guys on the board just so happened to align with the needs on the team. And I think Holland is the best embodiment of not strictly drafting for need.
Yeah, he's been fun, man. He can do a lot of different things that they ask those safeties to do. Hey, by the way, Kyle, thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, Kyle.
I'll talk to you soon,
It's my pleasure.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, Joe, I'll have you on soon.
Okay.
Right, Kyle Krabs joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, Zach, before we get to Hollywood's headlines here, and hey, Mario, go get him, man. By the way, Mario's out recruiting right now. We just found out he's out and about here, having a little breakfast, hitting the schools early. Can you imagine some head coach showing up there at the school and Mario sitting in the parking lot waiting, man.
Waiting for it to open
Got
up.
Got his new shirt on. It's been a while since he's had that shirt on. So, anyway, right now, I want to talk to you about something else that we can all get involved with, especially if things have been pretty good in your life. That's helping the homeless, and we've got, like the rest of this country, we got a big, terrible problem that's going on. But I'll tell you what, Dade County with Chapman Partnership has been able – they are homeless facilities because they bring in homeless families and individuals off the street, but it's so much more. It really is. It's about a rehab. It's about helping them with all the different programs they have in-house to be back out within 3, 4, 5 months, back out on their own with jobs, a place to live, families back together. We got so many great success stories there. So I just want people to know when you help Chapman Partnership, who's been around for more than 25 years with two fantastic facilities down in Dade County, it's so much more than a bed and a bite to eat and just stay off the street and stay in here. No. Even got babysitting services with their kids while they're out interviewing for jobs and giving them an address so that they can get back and, man, feel good about being back and not being homeless. And it is. And this program just goes on and on. It really is empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through Comprehensive Care. And let me tell you, Comprehensive Care is expensive, and we need your help. They've got so many great programs. We do. We're doing a lot of great things. And during the holiday season, if you're still looking around, what can we get involved with? We're doing well. Listen, just go to chapmanpartnership.org/donate. That's chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Join us here at 560 WQM as we continue to help as well. Makes you feel good. It's a great program to get involved with. If you want to go down and see it, I highly recommend this weekend. You want to go down there, let the folks at Chapman Partnership know, hey, we want to come down and see the great work we're hearing about. Listen, anything you can donate or give during this holiday season on behalf of...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Chapman Partnership, thank you so much.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Woody, before we get to your headlines today, we got that poll up this morning. It's an important one, and we need your help out there. Do you do it, Woody? Do you get your wife something if she says no? Don't get me something.
I mean, the wife, yes, obviously. But this is more for like a casual deal here. But we asked if someone says no gifts for a birthday party, do you still bring a gift?
No.
Split 50-50, which I'm very surprised
about. Wow, you're right.
Because like someone replied to us. And I mean, like, this is how Trisha replied to us. She says, I never arrive without a gift to any party, very least a nice bottle of wine.
That's what I think I'm going
with. I don't think you can really show up to a party without a gift.
Why is the go-to gift now for everybody? Apparently everybody drinks wine now.
Right.
And if you don't, you like to have it for somebody when they come and they go, oh, I'd like a wine. Yeah. You have a nice red wine.
You want to have that option, right?
And stuff. So I guess you do go with the wine. But I got to tell you, man, I did go to a birthday party. And I'm not saying whose birthday party it was. And the wife says, don't get him anything. All just right. Come, please. All he's right. Got everything, and his big thing is having all you guys together.
Okay. I mean, it's just a setup.
That's and so the wife goes, you got to get something before we go. And I go, no, we're not getting him anything.
It's a setup. I figured it out. It's a setup.
Nobody has everything. Like, that's just something that you say about people. But, like.
No, but when it comes to this type of situation where they say no, like on this invitation, I just looked at it again. It says, please do not bring gifts.
I think
just your presence is the gift. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't show up with nothing. Like, I got to get a bottle of wine. I got to get a bottle of booze.
Okay.
That person really likes their friends. Now. Like, I don't know.
Why in the hell do people say, please don't bring a gift?
Because it's just something people say. It's
well, like then don't say you know, it.
Yeah. Like, say, you don't want to look like a pig, but it's basically
gift optional.
Saying bring a gift.
Gift optional means get his ass a gift.
Right, you have to get a
or
gift.
Or get her a gift.
It's not like black tie optional. It's like,
no, if it says gift optional, then you get a gift.
By the way, if it says black tie optional, you probably got to wear a tux.
Right.
I did.
Right.
Yeah.
If it says black tie optional, you're not showing up.
It's just another empty gesture. It's just all it is, an empty statement.
Oh, so now you read into everything for everybody
That's
what
not
they really
into
mean?
It. It's just they say no gifts, you bring a gift. You always bring a gift.
What about when your wife just tells me for like the fifth straight year now, you know, we've spent the day together. We got a Christmas tree, no help from kids. And we went out and got the Christmas. She goes, you know, this is a good time. We were holding hands. It was a nice moment. It was really nice. We were even holding hands. That's how far we've been. We were holding hands. And we're walking, and she goes, you know, I was going to tell you, like, let's not get anything
set up
for Christmas for each other and just take care of the kids and grandkids. I go, okay.
It's a setup. It's a setup.
I went, this is awesome. And then I said to myself, Then she's going, well, I just saw a few things for you. And I go.
And you get 20 gifts.
And I didn't get you anything.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get you anything. Thank God the kids got you some slippers and a robe.
So the message sent back out is, blank is appreciative of everyone coming out and asked that no gifts be brought, as you are all the gifts enough. Looking forward to seeing everyone. That's the message on the invitation.
For you? Yours?
Yeah. Is that a setup?
No.
Okay.
Then bring you don't get anything. Say it again.
The girl's name is appreciative of everyone coming out and asked that no gifts be brought, as you all are gifts enough. Looking forward to seeing everyone.
You don't get a gift.
It's her 40th birthday.
That's fantastic. So she wants to kind of downplay it that she's 40.
Right.
But just wants to be with friends.
Right. Come hang as we celebrate the 40th birthday party. Here's the location. And then she's appreciative of everyone coming out and asked that no gifts be brought.
How's the husband doing in life? Pretty good?
He's all right.
Told you stop. All right, let me get to some headlines here.
Struggling a little. It's my boy, Rose. I'm going to get crushed now.
He's struggling a little bit. Well, maybe you should get a gift then. The guy's struggling.
Just a bottle of booze. Is that a bottle of booze okay? A bottle of wine?
Well, what's she like?
I don't know. She likes to drink, too, at these things.
Go to Publix and grab a bottle off the top.
All right, what?
$18, $19 bottle.
Sorry about that. Really we burned classic. Up your time, man.
Yeah, we're going to skip all the sports stories and jump right into this. We had a Florida boater found $1 million worth of white powder floating in the water in the Florida Keys. 69 pounds worth of this powder was estimated to have a $1 million street value. Guy turned it in.
He turned
classy
it in?
Move.
Wow. He turned. Because there was a time down in the Keys where they didn't turn it in. They turned it over
to the people
who were going to sell it.
Right. Tax them a little bit.
All right, we move to the sport of competitive eating here, and Joey Chestnut has wowed people again here. He was in a cocktail shrimp eating contest, and he ate 17 pounds of cocktail shrimp in 8 minutes. It's not even his own record, by the way. He wants almost 19 pounds.
I like 3, 4, 5 of those big boys. But
you don't want 18 pounds of it?
No.
I mean, that's a lot of shrimp.
This guy just, every time he does it, you're just like, wow.
Oh, God. It's giving me a heartburn thinking about it.
I do love shrimp, too. I love shrimp and lobster.
But after you do that, can you ever eat it again? Like, he can't go to a restaurant now.
I think that guy can do anything. Like, if there's money involved or a record involved. He just blocks the world out, man.
Oh.
Yeah, but like, you ever order shrimp cocktail? Like, it's just something that's served at like events, right? Like,
no,
there's a world famous one in Indianapolis, right? What's that place called? St. Elmo's.
It's spicy though, it's hot.
I know you can't eat it anymore, but it's world famous.
I had to turn it down; it killed me.
I get it. I know you. I'm not saying for you. I'm just saying it's like world famous.
What
world
the hell,
renowned.
Kimbo Camper? Friggin' got the greatest stomach. I always say this. Like, most guys, as you get older, if you've been there, and they're famous, you're right. And Kimbo Camper's, like, stomach isn't affected by – he still throws down chili dogs.
You can't.
At football games, I go, bro, is your heart – you don't get heartburn? Never had it in his life. Oof. Drinking coffee and throwing down –
oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Chili dogs?
Whoa.
Loaded?
That might be it for you at that.
All right, now that we're on the topic of food, do you know what today is?
No idea.
It's National Brownie Day.
Oh.
I don't know if you're a brownie guy or not, but...
Like me a brownie?
Mary Med in Massachusetts, which is a medical marijuana company, has made the largest edible weed brownie, weighing in at 850 pounds.
What happened?
World's largest.
850 pounds?
You ever had a weed brownie?
Yes, I have.
They're good.
Yep, I have.
Prefer to do it before I go to sleep, though. Like, just kind of finish up the night.
So you probably don't want to eat all this at once. It contains 20,000 milligrams of THC.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
1,344 eggs, 81 pounds of flour.
A lot of flour.
Yeah, they're going to distribute it out to their medical patients all over Massachusetts.
That's really nice of them.
You know what I was going to ask one day, and you got to be careful because I never want to offend part of people that I don't. I sometimes I do, but I don't do it on purpose most of the time.
This doesn't sound like a good setup.
No, but have you ever been to the states where things are legal? Are you ever curious and go to one of those shops? Have you guys
dispensary?
Yes, you've been.
I haven't been to a state yet to go to a dispensary like that. Recreational, you know, the marijuana, the medical stuff different, but not the.
I'm not talking medical,
right?
No, you got the card yet. And you can.
Right.
You ever been, Woody?
Yes, I have.
Which
couple
state?
Of different states? I went in Colorado.
That's
and,
where my brother went one.
In
yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah, and Vegas, it's all over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Colorado.
You haven't
by
been
the
to
way.
Washington yet.
Well, no, but like we went to
going to next August, right?
We went to Aspen and. Like you had, we were trying to find a liquor store. You could not find a liquor store. There is a weed. There's a dispensary on like every block there.
So my brother told me about Aspen. He said the exact same thing.
Yeah,
because you could find those everywhere.
We're like, hey, where's
the
liquor store? Like, oh, we don't know.
I've never been to any of those places. We got to go to break here. We've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Got a lot more stuff to get to here.
850-pound weed brownie. That's a big brownie.
They do have all
That's
kinds.
A big brownie.
And you go those. You got the gummy right. bears, and they got the different chocolate chip or brownies.
Yes.
And they tell you, go, man, no, sir, don't eat too much of this, though. Put you in a different world.
Mm. Heard one of those stories before.
Yeah, you don't want those. You don't want to be there. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.